Alright everybody, welcome back to Rice High Daily, your daily dose of mindset magic, 5 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more awesomeness. Today, we're tackling something that trips up a low T of us perfectionism. You know that sneaky voice in your head that whispers, it's not good enough, or you should be doing better. Yeah, that one. Turns out, striving for perfection can actually hold us back from truly living and achieving our goals. So how do we silence the inner critic and embrace the beautiful mess that is being human? Well, my friend, self-compassion is your secret weapon. Here's the deal, it's not about lowering your standards, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's struggling. You know, instead of beating yourself up when things don't go perfectly, try acknowledging your effort, learning from any mistakes, and moving forward with a gentle nudge rather than a harsh kick in the pants. Think about it like this. Imagine you spilled coffee all over your favorite shirt. What would you say to yourself? Would you berate yourself for being clumsy? Or would you offer a little self-soothing, like, oh well, that happens sometimes, and then grab a stain remover? See, treating ourselves with compassion doesn't mean ignoring our shortcomings, it means acknowledging them without judgment. It's about recognizing that we're all works in progress, and that's perfectly okay. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Jake. And you're right, building self-compassion takes time and practice. But it's absolutely worth it. It allows us to show up authentically, embrace challenges with courage, and celebrate our wins big and small, without feeling the need to constantly prove ourselves. Remember those times when you really nailed something? Were you your harshest critic then, or did you feel a sense of genuine pride and accomplishment? Cultivating that feeling of self-compassion can help us experience more joy and fulfillment in all areas of our lives. Here's a little experiment for you next time you find yourself slipping into perfectionism mode. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, would I say this to a good friend? If the answer is no, then treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer them. Ever feel like you're always falling short of your own expectations? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and end up feeling inadequate? Well, let me tell you that game of comparison is a losing one. Every time we compare ourselves to others, we're forgetting our unique strengths and talents. We're focusing on what we lack instead of celebrating what makes us special. Remember, everyone has their own journey, their own struggles, and their own triumphs. Comparing ourselves to others only serves to distract us from our own path. Instead of dwelling on what others are doing, focus on your own progress, big or small. Celebrate your victories, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward with a heart full of self-compassion. Now, let's bring this down to earth. Imagine you're preparing for a presentation at work. You pour your heart and soul into crafting the perfect slides, rehearsing until you feel confident, but still that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if I forget my words? What if everyone thinks it's boring? Instead of letting those doubts take over, try this. Acknowledge those feelings, it's okay to be nervous. Then, remind yourself that you've put in the effort and that's what matters most. Focus on delivering your message with passion and authenticity. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, learning from experience is a valuable part of growth. So, my friends, here are your key takeaways for today. 1. Perfectionism isn't about striving for excellence, it's about setting unrealistic standards that leave us feeling inadequate. 2. Self-compassion is your superpower. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and learn from your experiences. Remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and compassion. Start treating yourself that way. Now go out there, embrace the beautiful messiness of life, and let's rise high together. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to be kind to themselves. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.